I thought it was interesting during the campaign because President Obama rightfully, I think, talked a lot at the time as candidate Obama about transparency, putting things on the web. But I couldn't help but think, as somebody who follows the federal government, that somebody had kind of gotten a jump on him a little bit with a lot of the metrics that you put in place and then put online so that people could see exactly what was working and what wasn't at the various agencies. Why was that so important to you? That was something that you personally were pretty forceful about.
Well, I mean, the transparency?
Yeah.
You're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually began before I was at OMB, the first year of the administration. I was in charge of presidents and personnel, and Mitch Daniels and Sean O'Keefe were the head of OMB at the time. Came up with the idea, and Mark Everson came up with the idea of the management agenda, and let's be very transparent about how agencies are performing. And they said, let's have a scorecard, and green is the desired state, and red is totally unacceptable, and yellow is a defined space in between. And there was some initial concern at the White House that whether or not making this very transparent on a quarterly basis, updating it quarterly, was a good idea. What if it was all red and there wasn't much progress? Wouldn't that be bad? And I think they said, yes, it would be bad, and that's the reason that it won't be bad. That green is hard to achieve, but agencies will be highly motivated to achieve it, in part because of the transparency, and that's exactly the way it played out. Agencies could take pride in what they accomplished, and they could be shamed in what they didn't accomplish, so it was highly motivating. So that focus on transparency was there from 2001 on. And then we took all the PART information and made it performance assessment information and made it very public. And one of the reasons Candidate Obama was so focused on this was he and Senator Coburn of the Senate were the two co-sponsors of one of the big spending transparency bills that we helped implement, which was the one that brought all the procurement and grant information public. So he voted with his feet and with his co-sponsorship of legislation that helped make some of that happen. We learned in eighth grade civics class that that democracy is supposed to take place in the light of day, and it is nothing is any truer. It's just transparency moves mountains. It just makes so much happen, and any attempt to manage performance and create accountability has to involve large doses of transparency.
And I would love to maybe in a couple of weeks have you come back and talk about kind of an analysis of where you started and where you ended.
Yeah.
With that transparency effort, where you think it got you during your time at OMB. But I wanted to wrap up today by having you talk about President Obama's creation of the Office of Chief Performance Officer. Talk about what you think will be somebody in that job will be able to accomplish that maybe you didn't get a chance to get to, or you didn't have the mechanisms in place to get to, or maybe the agencies hadn't progressed to a point where they were ready to work with somebody on that level, or anything in that area.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a very good concept. Having a chief performance officer is a good idea, as long as the recognition is that the person who has to make the performance happen is the cabinet secretary. The secretary of X is in charge of X, mm-hmm. not somebody at the White House. But the White House needs to be much more involved than maybe they have been historically at holding cabinet secretaries and whole cabinet departments accountable for doing what they say they're going to do by when they say they're going to do it. And my understanding is that's what the chief performance officer is going to do. The person would technically have the job I had, the deputy director for management, but would have a larger portfolio. And as I understand it, it would hold agencies, be the instrument by which you held agencies accountable for not only doing all this management stuff, which is the ability to be effective, but then also would be an expanded responsibility to hold agencies accountable for implementing their new policies and implementing the economic recovery programs and so forth. So the mechanisms are in place. I mean, the keys to success for holding agencies accountable are well known, which is you have a clear definition of success. You have a clear mutually agreed to plan for getting there. You have clear accountability, not this department or that department is in charge of it, but Joe is responsible for this, and Mary's responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And then it's really clear from the head of the department that this is going to happen, that this is important. Then you have lots of transparency to make sure this occurs. And so that's been demonstrated, and the agencies are used to working in that environment. And what I see President Obama saying in their concept, with the concept of a chief performance officer, is he wants to take that proven combination and expand it to all the things the federal government does that are of note, and build more accountability between the White House and the cabinet departments for doing what we say we're going to do.